Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning, 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to talk about day number one of Jets rookie mini camp. Oh boy, that came up quickly. With our friend who is the lead reporter and co-founder over at Jets X Factor, the leader of the Saboholics, Mr. Robbie Sabo. Robbie, what's up, brother?
Scotty, how was the winter? Good?
Winter was fine, but it's much better now that the weather is calming down. We're getting some shorts weather, and that means we're getting rookie mini camps. So let's jump right into that. Olufashanu was there, the Jets first round pick, number 11 overall. I believe he was standing on the sidelines, didn't do a lot after practice. He talked about how he's nursing an injury that he suffered while running the 40 at the combine. Doesn't seem like it's anything major, but the Jets taking it easy with him to start.
Yeah, the first glimpse out there was the big heavies with a lineman, offensive lineman, defensive lineman doing some positionals. And there was Olu off to the side, working on some technique stuff, you know, nothing crazy and nothing alarming in terms of injury. But he was definitely off to the side, not mixing it up. I mean, it's rookie minicamp, so they're not going to go teams anyway. They did some 7-on-7, which I can call out a couple plays later, but nothing to be worried about with Olu.
Malachi Corley, the Jets pick in the third round, the first pick in the third round at number 65 after they traded up. He was there. A lot of people, including myself, obviously excited about Malachi Corley in a Jets uniform. He's got a number that might be familiar to Jets fans who like cheering for good wide receivers. And also, he talked a little bit about somebody very important in Jets world who has offered to literally take him in. Aaron Rodgers apparently has been in constant contact with Malachi Corley and has offered to let him live in his guest house, an offer that Malachi Corley appears ready to take him up on. That's a real tough blow to the people that keep saying that Aaron Rodgers hates rookie wide receivers. Can't imagine why you would let one live in your guest house if you hated rookie wide receivers that much, but maybe there's something I don't know. Talked a little bit before about a number that's familiar to Jets fans. That's because number 17, the former number of Garrett Wilson, is going to be Malachi Corley's number. He talked a little bit about idolizing Garrett Wilson, watching him all the way since high school. It's kind of funny. You forget how young all of these guys are, because for him to talk about idolizing Garrett Wilson, who's not really all that much older than him, is funny. It's not like he's talking about idolizing Aaron Rodgers, who's about twice his age. And the other thing that he talked about was his physical style of play. We all know he's a yak guy. We all know that he's a big, strong guy, 5'11", so he's not super tall, but he's got to be 220, 225 of solid muscle. Robbie, I'll let you talk about that because you got a close-up look at him. But he said that's just how he plays. He goes full blast on every play, and he loves being physical and bowling over guys and getting the extra yards. So, Robbie, talk a little bit about your first impressions of Malachi Corley and what he said after practice today.
He is put together. I mean, it's quite frankly, he's really put together. He 5'11", I don't know, maybe he's a little shorter, maybe he's a little taller. It can go either way. He doesn't look short out there whatsoever, but he is a unit, and it's going to be tough to tackle him. I mean, I know he's raw in terms of route running. There's some stuff he'll have to improve on and get up to speed on, but he'll contribute right away. There's no question. It was sort of the same story as Olu. Malachi, obviously the linemen were out there first. Receivers, skilled guys were still in the classroom. And then halfway through, they switched it. So then Corley came out while the skill guys were doing positionals, you know, DBs, receivers, what have you, running backs, tight ends. Corley was then off to the side doing his thing. And, you know, I think it was sort of a plan thing. I don't know if he mentioned injury. I don't think there's anything nagging Corley, but it made sense to do that, have him off to the side for a big part of it. He did not partake in 7-on-7s with everyone else, you know, the tryout guys, the UDFAs, and it makes sense. Also, Jordan Travis during this time was spotted on the exercise bike, and his ankle looked pretty good. So, you know, him being ready for camp, I think Saleh mentioned that they're expecting that, you know, didn't guarantee it or anything. But yeah, Corley is built. And hey, Rodgers, you know, for all we know, maybe he's a bad dude. He invites these guys and then hazes them, you know. The old put something in the toothpaste gag makes their life a living hell.
Robbie, it's all part of the long con. He makes them trust him, reels them in, and then just when they're not expecting it, he nails them with something vicious.
The old ice bucket while the guy's taking a shower over top. I could see it right now.
Or one of my favorite pranks when somebody's sleeping, you put a feather in their hand and you put shaving cream on their face so they keep touching their face with the feather on their hand and the shaving cream goes all over their face.
I'm waiting for Corley, one of these practices, to show up with a interesting artist rendition on his face from his cheek going to his mouth, if you get my point.
I will say this, though, Robbie, based on what you saw up close and based on what we've all seen in terms of pictures and video highlights and all that, I think Aaron Rodgers might need some help if you wanted to do anything to Malachi Corley.
Oh, yeah. It's Corley. You know, if you go in weight class, you got Clemens in the upper weight class. Corley is in the lower weight class, but they're made of the same ilk, I would say.
So is Braylon Allen, by the way, the Jets' fourth round pick, the running back out of Wisconsin, big, strong guy. You watch his tape and you just see him bowl guys over, great pass protection, excellent blitz pickup. In fact, Robbie, I've talked about this. Joe Blewett put out some film clips of Braylon Allen in pass protection on Twitter, and Braylon Allen quote tweeted it and said, "I'm going to make sure Aaron Rodgers plays another 10 years. You want to make yourself popular right off the bat. Tell Jets fans that you're going to make sure that Aaron Rodgers stays on his feet." So he knew exactly what to say. In addition to knowing exactly what to say on Twitter, seemed to know what to say in the press conference too. While he didn't claim to have grown up a Jets fan, he did say he didn't grow up a Packers fan. He grew up a Giants fan. His favorite player was Victor Cruz. That's why he grew up a Giants fan. It is kind of funny, though, because, Robbie, I told you this before we started recording, Brandon Jacobs, who his play resembles a little bit, was a Giant. So you could see the tie-in there. But also, there was a very physical running back, a bit of a bowling ball, who once won the Heisman Trophy and went to Wisconsin, where Braylon Allen went, before becoming a New York Giant. And that, of course, is Ron Dayne.
You read my mind. My response was going to be, hey, better Brandon Jacobs than Ron Dayne. But hey, you know, Ron Dayne being Wisconsin fits the bill. And, you know, with Allen, it's interesting. Yeah, Joe put that out about his pass blocking. It looks pretty solid, you know, coming out of college. But he's not the traditional third down back. You know, that's the interesting thing. Maybe there's some stuff there I haven't seen yet. But hey, if you're a good pass blocker, pass protector, as a back, you could get a lot of snaps.
Robbie, can we talk about the fact that the Jets have two safeties in camp. One was Mr. Irrelevant, Jalen Key out of Alabama, and he's a safety. There's also another guy in rookie camp named Jaden Key, who is also a safety. This is nuts. I've never seen anything like this before. This is even crazier than the Michael Carter situation.
Joe Douglas is the world's greatest troll, and we don't even know it. You know, first Michael Carter the second. There were a few other ones. I already forget. And now this, you got Jalen Key, Jaden Key. I can't keep it straight. Which one was a UDFA? Which one was Mr. Irrelevant? And there's also, I was looking at it while there today. I was looking at the roster, trying to find out who these guys are. There's a Jalen King as well. So, you know, with a K at the last name and another Jalen. This guy with a Y, I think it's Y-L-O-N. So, Douglas, see, you know, media could kill him publicly all they want, but he's sticking it to everybody, I'm telling you.
Robbie, can you run through some of the names on the minicamp roster? Obviously, we know about the draft picks, but who are some of the undrafted free agents and maybe some players that people don't know that appeared on the roster?
I mean, there's so many guys, and I have some notes here, but just remember, it's really random because when they break out into 7-on-7s, it's going on at the same time, simultaneously. Offensive linemen are obviously off the field. Six quarterbacks were participating today. That doesn't even include Jordan Travis, the guy that really fits the part and, you know, just fits the part. You can't really bank on anything yet. Was Northwestern quarterback Ben Bryant, who wears number 6, you know, 6'3", 6'4", weighs pretty solidly, was slinging the ball today. He found receiver Tamon Cook on a deep post for at least 30, 40 yards today. And it was a perfect concept against the defense. I wouldn't call it bad defense. So I think Ben Bryant is a guy to watch out for. Another guy, receiver Geordan Porter, number 29, had a over the shoulder Willie Mays type catch along the sideline. That was pretty solid. And then also DB Russ Dandy, who wears number 7, came away with a nice PD. It wasn't the best ball, you know, it needed outside placement, was kind of in the middle, but his leverage is perfect. Uses the inside arm, inside positioning, didn't get beat north-south, broke on the ball nicely. So Russ Dandy, number 7's a good shout out.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
The list of undrafted free agents per the Jets: Shamar Bartholomew, cornerback out of Georgia Southern; Tyler Harrell, wide receiver out of Miami; Tyreek Johnson, edge rusher out of South Carolina; Braden McGregor; Lincoln Sefcik, tight end out of South Alabama; Willie Tyler, offensive lineman from Louisville. I think the Jets at all times have to have somebody on the offensive line from Louisville, so he had to come in and replace Mekhi Becton. Al Blades, the safety out of Duke; Pee Wee Jarrett, out of West Florida, the quarterback; Miles Jones, cornerback from Duke; Jarius Monroe, safety from Tulane; Jackson Sermon, linebacker out of California; Eric Watts, the defensive lineman out of Connecticut. It's crazy that he had a second act after his failed wrestling career. The real ones get the reference. Jimmy Ciarlo, the linebacker out of Army. Trey Jenkins, linebacker out of San Jose State. Brady Latham, offensive lineman out of Arkansas. Marcus Riley, wide receiver, Florida A&M. And Leonard Taylor, the third defensive lineman out of Miami. So those are just the ones that were posted. But as Robbie said, tons of people there for the first day of Jets rookie minicamp. Let's talk a little bit about what head coach Robert Saleh had to say after the practice. He said there's no restrictions on Aaron Rodgers when phase three of the offseason begins in 2 weeks, which consists of 10 OTA practices. Saleh said once phase three hits, the team is not anticipating any restrictions from what they can do and can't do with Rodgers. So this is great news for anybody that's been wondering why they haven't been seeing videos of Rodgers throwing or anything like that, or what the situation is like right now. There you go. There's your update from Robert Saleh. Rodgers will be a full participant in OTAs, and there will be zero restrictions on him.
Yeah, and you know it's going to be pretty nice to see Rodgers at OTAs. I think OTAs start next week, if I'm not mistaken, but either way, it's coming up soon. It's going to be nice to see Rodgers. Remember last year, it was OTAs where he first injured his calf, doing those exercises. I forget what they're called. And, you know, everyone thought he was fine. He didn't participate the rest of the way in OTAs. And then suddenly week one, boom, his Achilles snap. So it's going to be nice to see, you know, fans could take a deep breath, I guess, even further with what Saleh said, but it's going to be nice to see him when OTAs get going.
Speaking of quarterbacks and Robert Saleh, Saleh spoke about the aforementioned Jordan Travis, who's coming off that terrible ankle injury from November. We all saw the clip at Florida State, just an awful thing to watch. And with that ended Jordan Travis's college career and, unfortunately, Florida State's chances of going to the college football playoff, even though I think they got robbed. They should have been picked anyway. That's another story for another time. But Saleh said that despite that gruesome injury, as you said, Robbie, the expectation is that Travis will be ready to start camp. He's still rehabbing right now. That's why you saw him on the bike. But as you alluded to before, great news if you're a Jets fan who's looking forward to seeing a little bit of Jordan Travis this summer. Now, barring a setback, you should be able to see him if you go out to Florham Park.
Yeah, and he was, like I said, he was on the bike riding it nicely. I mean, I'm no Tour de France expert, but in terms of a crazy ankle injury, he looked to be okay. And then at some point, Saleh came over. He didn't really come over as much as he was just passing by Travis and stopped to talk to him for a couple of minutes. And I think either out of force of habit or, you know, wondering if the media was looking at him, covered his mouth with the sheet he had in his hand, like coaches do on the sidelines. So you got to wonder what was said at that point.
Robbie, I'm going to have to consult either Lance Armstrong or Greg LeMond to find out what the deal was with Jordan Travis's form and if he'll ever make it as a cyclist. And if you're wondering why I use those two names, it's because they're the only two cyclists I've ever heard of.
I mean, you beat me because I only knew one.
My cycling knowledge knows no bounds, Robbie.
dude, wrestling, cycling, let's roll.
On the offensive line, we talked about Olufoshinu before and how he was off to the side. And Olufoshinu himself said that a big part of the reason why is because he's nursing an injury that he suffered at the combine running the 40. Doesn't sound like it's anything serious, as I said. But Saleh said that Fashanu is going to get plenty of practice reps this year, even though he's not a projected starter, because they're planning to give Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses plenty of days off in camp and not burn them out. Remember, Tyron Smith has suffered from a litany of injuries over the years, although he did play 13 games last year and did play in the playoffs as well. And while Morgan Moses has been incredibly durable, he played all year with a torn pec and got the surgery this offseason. Those two guys will be ready for camp, but they're going to be cautious with them, take it easy, because they're both veterans. They know what they're doing. They don't really need the practice reps as much as somebody like Olufoshinu. And I would assume this probably means a lot of reps for Carter Warren as well.
One of my big themes this summer is I want to see Saleh push the issue a little harder during the offseason, during training camp. I know the CBA makes it impossible in a lot of ways, but I just want to see it a little more gas and not worry about injury as much. However, and remember last year, they got out of camp completely healthy. And then all of a sudden, week one, Rodgers, AVT eventually, the O-line, the entire O-line goes down. So that's one of my themes. Having said that, Rodgers, Tyron Smith are different. They're veterans. And, you know, I don't want it to be like a Dwayne Brown situation where Brown didn't participate one bit until basically the week of practice for week one. I want to see Tyron a little bit, but Tyron and Rodgers are definitely different. Yeah, and in terms of Carter Warren and Fashanu, remember, this is not like football 20, 30 years ago where you could just grab a tackle, plug him in, and you're good to go. This is a different game. I mean, they're passing the ball all over the lot in high school and in college. It's a three-step game. So offensive linemen, they're not prepared when they come into the NFL like they used to be. It is a learn-on-the-job position where it wasn't 30 years ago. College has become, you know, back in the day, certain conferences, you could rely on linemen. It's not like that anymore. I mean, more so with the Big Ten for sure than any other conference. So I think it's a perfect situation for Fashanu to come in, learn, and, you know, don't get it twisted. He's going to play this year. He will see action. But I think it's a perfect situation to have him be the third offensive tackle.
And last but not least, in terms of what Robert Saleh had to say, Robbie, he spoke about Malachi Corley and how it's going to be fun finding ways to utilize him. Noted that Corley still has to polish his route running, but he's an exciting weapon. And it's funny, Robbie, because I've been saying for months, and people that listen to the show and follow me on Twitter, and obviously you and I are friends, so you know this as well, I've been pounding the table for Malachi Corley for months. He was my favorite player in the draft. So I was going crazy when the Jets picked him. And I've been talking about the fact that, yes, he's the yak god. Yes, that's his primary way of making a dent in a football game. But there are other areas of his game that can be refined as time goes on. So they have this elite skill set, the yak, that they can draw from, the short area stuff, the screens, in the meantime, while they develop other areas of his game. And Luke Grant on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/playlikeajet, has a video up showing some areas where Malachi Corley can improve. And your guy and my good buddy Joe Blewett has put together some videos on Twitter, and I assume there will be a longer film review at jetsxfactor.com, which of course will probably be about 5 hours and 25 minutes, the standard Joe Blewett film review, where he will show a variety of different ways that Malachi Corley has shown flashes of certain skill sets that haven't been developed completely, but could become a serious positive for him over the long haul. Contested catches, again, not something he's been known for at Western Kentucky, but something that he showed flashes of and could improve upon. Route running, especially his vertical route tree, that's something that he has shown flashes of and could develop. So there are a lot of areas to go along with the yak and the obvious physically imposing blocking that he brings to the table. And I think Robert Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett, most especially Aaron Rodgers, are going to have fun using him to the best of their ability with his elite skill set, getting the yak and the blocking in the short run, while in the long run, developing those other skills and turning him into a more complete wide receiver. I keep talking about this example. I've said it numerous times, but if you look at what Brandon Ayuk was like coming out of Arizona State, it was not that far off from what you've seen from Malachi Corley at Western Kentucky. Now, obviously, I'm not trying to sit here and tell you that Malachi Corley is going to become Brandon Ayuk. But remember, Brandon Ayuk was frustrating the 49ers at first. In year two, he really got into the doghouse to the point where Kyle Shanahan wasn't even using him that much to begin the season. Eventually, he really refined a lot of areas of his game, and now he's one of the best overall receivers in the NFL. So it's going to be fun to watch what Corley can do right now, especially with what Aaron Rodgers loves to do, those quick strikes that receivers can take for yards after the catch. But Robbie, as Robert Saleh was sort of hinting at, it's also going to be fun watching Corley develop and see what he can become in the grand scheme.
Yeah, two things that are perfect. I mean, when I was thinking about a rookie receiver they could draft, it was big body, big body, big body. That would fit, you know, opposite Mike Williams, Garrett in the slot. You know, good job for all those pounding the table for Malachi Corley, because he fits this offense perfectly. You got Mike Williams, possession, red zone, high point, boundary. You got Garrett Wilson, slot, balance, does everything. Lazard is a big target, but is versatile, could also play slot if you need him. Xavier Gibson's that X-factor type, jet motion, orbit motion. You know, he's still raw, obviously. You don't want to put him in the slot too much, but if he does grow into route running, he can be a slot. Corley is sort of the same, but it's perfect because, as you said, that there's glimpses there that he could become a polished route runner. But a guy like him, you know, unlike an Ayuk, he can, and I'm not saying Ayuk's a bum here, but he can be explosive right away in terms of the screen game, more like a Debo screen game underneath east-west shallow crosses where there's not too much thinking. So catch and yak, I mean, that is, when you have a raw route runner, you want a guy who could do other things like Corley. So that's perfect. The other thing is his name. His name is elite. Malachi Corley as a weapon in the NFL, that is perfect to me. So it is an extremely impressive fit to me. Him and Gibson will take up that role, I think, in the offense. I view it as Mike Williams, Lazard in one pocket, Garrett Wolfson in the other pocket, and then the third type weapon is Gibson and Corley. And I think Corley's going to, you know, he's going to contribute right away.
Robbie, late in the day, Quantez Stiggers spoke to the media, and Quantez Stiggers has one heck of a story. This is a guy who had some offers from NAIA schools and ended up dropping out because his father passed away, so he had to go home and take care of his family. And then from there, he was going to leave football completely behind, but his mother thought that he missed football. She sensed it, and so she signed him up for a fan-controlled league. He played so well there and turned so many heads that one of his coaches in the fan-controlled league, who had connections to the Toronto Argonauts and the CFL, the team that would go on to win the Grey Cup that year, reached out to somebody there and said, you've got to take a look at this guy that's on my team. Again, he never played any college football. They took a look. They brought him in. And sure enough, he turned some heads there, made the team, and then eventually became a starter and won the CFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year. Now he heads to the Jets to try and help their secondary. An incredible story. He told the short version today during the presser. We're going to dig in more on him on the podcast over the next couple of weeks, both from a film and from a background story perspective. But he's a very likable kid, and he's somebody that might be able to help them in a couple of different areas, because while I suspect his future is probably a corner, it's not impossible that he'll get a look at safety considering how thin the Jets are at the position right now.
I don't know too much about him on film, but it's interesting. Fact check me on this. Is it true that he's the first CFL guy to be drafted in the NFL in the history of the draft? I'm not sure if that's true. Shout out to Dan Leberfeld if it is, because I think he mentioned that to me today. But that's crazy. I mean, his circumstances with the death and the family, playing for Toronto, if there's value there, that is a hell of a haul at that value in the draft. I mean, that's a hell of a job for Douglas, especially if he's versatile. Safety right now, we know it's only four deep really for the Jets, you know, with Chuck Clark and Tony Adams starting, Ashton and Bernard Converse as the fourth. So let's see if he can turn heads this summer.
Rob, you asked me to fact check you, and it looks like Dan Lieberfeld was right, at least from a quick Google search. It appears Quantez Stiggers is the first player to go from the CFL to the NFL in the draft without any college football experience. Now, he's obviously not the first CFL player to get drafted to the NFL, and he's not the first CFL player to play in the NFL, but he is the first CFL player to go to the NFL without any college football experience. What an incredible story. I still can't believe that he went from getting some offers to go play at an NAIA school to not even playing any college football to then winding up Defensive Rookie of the Year in the CFL and now being picked in the fifth round of the NFL draft. The most unconventional story I could imagine when it comes to an NFL draft pick.
And again, another elite name, Quantez Stiggers. It doesn't get much better than that for a DB.
Last business, Robbie, we now know the uniform numbers for these rookies. Now, subject to change, you never know what could happen. But as of right now, Braylon Allen will get number 0. That's an awesome number for running back. Jordan Travis gets number 3. As we said before, Malachi Corley gets number 17, the old number of Garrett Wilson. Isaiah Davis gets number 32. Jalen Key will be number 33. No word on what number Jaden Key will be. Quantez Stiggers will be number 37. And number 74, Olu Fashanu, which means that Olu Fashanu will be wearing the number of Nick Mangold. While I do think that number should be retired, hopefully it brings Olu Fashanu some good luck.
Doesn't that surprise you? I even mentioned it today. to a couple people around me that they haven't, that they're handing out Mangold's number. It really does shock me. That's one. And number two, I feel like the number three has been really underutilized in Jets history.
Robbie Sabo, the co-founder and lead reporter over at JetsXFactor.com. Thanks so much for coming on and breaking down day number one of Jets rookie minicamp with me. Really appreciate it. For everybody that wants to check out what's going on at JetsXFactor.com, lots of content there. As I mentioned before, not only Robbie's reporting, but my buddy Joe Blewett's 27 and a half hour film reviews. That's for each individual film review, 27 and a half hours. So can't say you're not getting bang for your buck. Also, I believe if you sign up for a membership at Jets X Factor, you get an autographed photo by a wide receiver who used to wear the number 80. And even though he's not in the Hall of Fame, he's in the Jets version of the Hall of Fame, the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, and they haven't handed his jersey out yet, which is, I mean, not interesting, but inevitable what they're going to do there, which is, I'm surprised about Mangold. But yeah, JetsXFactor.com, use discount code 80 and off and running you are for the entire summer coming up.
Make sure you check out everything Robbie and the gang have going on at JetsXFactor.com. Check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. We've got some good videos. And actually, Robbie, I think our videos go hand in hand with yours because you can watch the Cliff Notes version courtesy of Luke Grant on our channel. He's got one up of Braylon Allen. One is up right now of Olufoshinu. There's one of Malachi Corley. There's some more coming, including Jordan Travis. That'll whet your appetite. It's like an appetizer for the main course, the much longer video, the full novel. And that, of course, is the 27 and a half hour film reviews, courtesy of Joe Blewett over at JetsXFactor.com. So watch our videos and then watch the Jets X Factor videos too. Also, check out our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.